97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We have to start always with energy. Always. I don't want to be boring about it, but there's no bigger subject. It covers everything. If you make donuts, if you make cars, whatever you make, energy is a big deal. And we're going to get that. It's my ambition to get your energy bill within 12 months down 50%. If I can do that, we've done a hell of a job. 50. Interest rates are going to follow, and actually they're going to follow for another reason. The economy is now not good.
There was the president last night. Some of his comments with Sarah Huckabee Sanders when he did his live event with her. He's not dodging the media. He's taking questions for sure. All right. Let me get to my guest. Before we get to him, Carl, go to my favorite soundbite of all time from Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
That is one of my favorite bites of all time. In fact, we had Colonel West on the phone here just a second ago, and now I don't see him. Colonel West, can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you. I think I got dropped off. You want me to call back on a different line?
No, I think we're just going to go with it this way, if that's all right, sir. How have you been?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You know, I played a bite from President Trump's speech last night with Arkansas Governor Huckabee Sanders, talking about what he can do with the economy if he gets back in and all that. In the meantime, you've got Kamala Harris not only not taking any hard questions, but going to, I guess, the National Association of Black Journalists, where they sent her a bunch of softball questions, and once again, she gave us zero policy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a continuation of the same thing. I don't know how many times, we have to hear that she was raised a poor middle class, child. It kind of reminds me of Steve Martin in the movie The Jerk, when he said, "I was born a poor black child in Mississippi." But we're not getting any specifics. And I don't understand what an opportunity economy is, because, the government is not there to provide us opportunity. The government has set the conditions for us to create opportunities for ourselves. And again, it's just the same old rhetoric that we have heard from Barack Obama, from Joe Biden. And as a matter of fact, her economic policies, I guess we figured out it was cut and pasted from Joe Biden's policy. So this is not a new page. It's going to be turned. And she's going to continue to try to expose herself to the, like you said, to the easy layup type of journalist. But when you look at President Trump, we know what he did with the economy. We know what he did with our oil and gas industry, our energy security. We know what he did with our border security, our national security, our foreign policy. So I think that right now what he needs to do is continue to talk about the things that he did while he was president and ask the American people a simple question. What are you voting for? Because I don't think anybody who says they're voting for Kamala Harris can answer truthfully what they're voting for.
They're just voting against Trump in large part, right? I mean,
that's absolutely correct.
That's
not a reason to go out and vote.
No, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. On the murder attempts here, two of them now. I would call it unprecedented, but somebody reminded me the other day that there were two attempts on Gerald Ford's life in a very short period of time as well. So it's not unheard of, but in this day and age, we should have the technology to protect a presidential candidate. And all we get from the White House and from Kamala Harris after the second attempt was, we don't support violence. Nobody should condone violence. That's all you got out of them. I want to know why Joe Biden didn't call Donald Trump immediately and say, you're going to get a full contingent of Secret Service just like I get every day.
Because they are the ones that are inciting this violence. I mean, you continue to call Donald Trump a threat to democracy. That's what she said during during the debate. You continue to allow people to go out there and call, Trump a Hitler. And you look at some of the things that have been said by these media talking heads and pundits. I mean, I even saw one gentleman on one of these leftist news programs say that you got to put a bullet in Donald Trump. So if you're calling someone and denigrating and comparing them to Hitler, then eventually some of these deranged minds are going to do that. Look, I cannot understand how there was not an outer perimeter security sweep done of the Trump International Golf Course. And I lived in South Florida for 10 years after I retired, and that area was part of the congressional district that I represented, so I know that area very well. And why could they not do that simple task? This guy was there for 12 hours, okay? This was a planned ambush of a president, of the former president of the United States of America and Republican candidate. These are, you know, shortfalls. These are failures in the Secret Service. And I'm not demonizing the individual agents because they're doing the best that they can do, but something with the leadership is not going right. And we have not heard from Alejandro Mayorkas, who heads up, you know, he's the one that's in charge of the Secret Service with Homeland Security. So my recommendation to Donald Trump, go out there and get you a bunch of special operators, you know, former pipe hitters, and just hire them as your security detail.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic idea. You know, I'm looking at some of these races across the country. I'm interested because you're now operating it down in Texas, and you know, it's a border state. It's got a large number of immigrants, both legal and illegal, living down there. Hopefully none of the illegal ones are voting. But how are things shaping up down there? What's being done in Texas this election cycle?
Well, without a doubt, the most important thing for us, and I'm the chairman here at Dallas County, which is one of the large metroplexes here, the left has come into a state like Texas and taken over the major urban population centers, Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, El Paso, and we have to have the pushback against that. We've got to ensure that those illegals aren't voting. We've got to do what is necessary to go in and, you know, do a review of the voter registration, voter eligibility rolls. We have got the Dallas County Elections Administration. Every single month, he has to post the updated voter eligibility roster. And our precinct chairs, they break that down and they go and they start to do a canvassing of some of the folks within those precincts. And we're finding out the quote unquote ghost voters, the people that are there on the eligibility roster that don't belong. Another thing that's very disconcerting for us is that they're going to be registering homeless individuals here in Dallas County. They say that's part of the state law. So we're going to our state legislature. Say, hey, look, you cannot have homeless people registering to vote and, you know, voter registration cards showing up at soup kitchens and, you know, church shelters and things of this nature, because we're talking about people that don't have ID. Who's going to verify who's picking up these voter ID cards? But right. Without a doubt, we've got to focus on the issues. And again, we're getting into the different demographic backgrounds that a lot of times Republicans don't talk to. Yesterday, I was with the Kurdish Americans. We're having an event down in South Dallas with the Black community, Hispanic community, Ethiopian community, Indian community, Jewish community. The American Jewish Conservatives just stood up here in Dallas, Texas, as well as some of the other communities, because we've got to get all of these people energized and understand that, you know, your safety and security and your future and education of your children is at risk.
Yeah, or we're all going to be Springfield, Ohio before long if we don't pay attention, right?
Yeah, and many of these cities all across the country are being overrun by the dumping of these illegal immigrants. And one of the things that I want to share with you, that please get it out to everyone, you have more single military age male illegals in this country right now than the entire active duty force of the United States Army. That should be very disturbing to Americans.
It is. First, I've heard that. That is disturbing. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, always a pleasure having you on, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry that I called on the wrong number.
No, don't worry about it. We made it work. We appreciate that. We've been rolling with the punches this morning. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Lieutenant, God bless.
Yeah, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West there on Carl Middleman's cell phone this morning. So that was perfect. Thank you for making that work, Carl.
There was
it really
a way
fits with how this morning has gone so far.
I'm telling you,
there was a way for me to call on the other line, but then he would have not heard us for 5 seconds.
Ah,
and I didn't want to risk that.
I appreciate that. We're holding the show together with piano wire this morning, but that's okay.
And choking ourselves
at the same time.
It sounded pretty good so far.
I thought so. Thank you. Most people wouldn't notice if we weren't complaining about it like children on the air.
That's true. That's
all right.
And the Rumble people.
The Rumble people were rumbling, but we got Rumble working too. I should say grumbling. Carl got Rumble working. So thank you, Carl.
Tomorrow, I cannot promise that.
No.
Or Friday.
Oh, come on. If you did it once, you can do it again.
I've done it twice. Tomorrow, third time's the charm.
All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.